So, I guess this will be home for a while. Miri and I have been on the road for a long while now, and along the way, we found what I can only describe as our own little family. We've fought, we've bled, and we've killed for one another. And now, we have a place of our own. But, we'll need others to take care of it while we're gone. So, let's see just what types want to hitch their wagon to our little group on today's short quest, Long Rest.
Welcome back to Short Quest, Long Rest, and this party's adventures through Icewind Dale.
Yeah, we partying through Icewind Dale. Party like it's 1999, or another year that, I don't know, I'm done.
A year that isn't so bad as this one.
I was 11, so.
You're 11 in 1999?
Yeah.
How old was I? I was 16?
1999? I was 8.
I was 3.
Holy fuck, you guys are killing me.
You little baby.
Calm down, old man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I graduated in 2002, so, yep, that put me about 16.
Wow.
Or 2001? When did I fucking graduate? 2001? No, 2002.
I'm going to say I graduated in 01.
Yeah, that's right. Adam was 1 year
ahead
of me.
You mean you don't remember?
No, I don't remember shit.
That feels like something you would remember.
My year I graduated? I don't remember what my birthday is.
Is that something that everyone remembers?
Yeah. Happy days!
Yes, happy day.
Yay! We're
playing the game.
Tuesday, Monday, happy days. I went backwards.
Yes.
Fuck.
Now, just to get everyone caught up on the happy days preceding, we had a bit of a break and we did some stuff off screen here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have acquired a empty building called the Ramshackle, and for a modest, or perhaps not so modest fee, have been able to, over the last couple of days, hire workers to start fixing the place up. They're putting in new floors, cleaning out the cobwebs. You know, some poor halfling has had to climb inside that, you know, empty ale vat in the back and scrub it out. Every day they come out just smelling like the most stale beer that you could imagine. It's not pleasant.
Oh, we could
have
sent
Barry
in there.
Maybe have to tip them a little. Yeah, just a little guy. Only, really one of the only people that could fit through the hatch.
Nice.
Is the problem. But, even a week into things, the tavern is starting to spruce up a little. The head of the moose, which you've sent off to the Scrimshanders to get taxidermied, because surely they have connections somewhere in town, has not yet been returned. And some of you have scattered to different parts of Icewind Dale to see to your own needs. Dreamer, for instance, has gone north with Sonar, the pumpkin spice mummy that you awoke at the Elven Tomb. Wandering northward to that spot again in the woods.
I love that
description. The pair of them up to perhaps nefarious deeds. We'll get to them in a bit.
I didn't think of that. Warforged and the fucking those two creepiest people we have in our party alone together.
Oh no.
Others staying in line of sight of the party, working on a forge in the back. Davini and Krellick putting together mind and might to build a small forge for the town, which they did not have before, having to have all of their stuff repaired elsewhere and brought in. You know, clearly, over the last couple days, as you have set up your outdoor workshop with the awning overhead and a bellows and a nice, you know, fat furnace with a chimney, there's been a lot of interest from many of the local woodcutters and hunters that are on their way past the place. A couple stopping to ask, you know, is this going to be a blacksmith shop of some kind? And it's a little difficult to answer because you're going to be having drinks served inside and if Velgrin has been excitedly working on something in the basement. But you are also going to be doing a little bit of blacksmithing the rare times that you're in town.
Yeah.
And it occurs to you, in those early days, you have to hire someone to take care of that stuff. It is perhaps no small miracle that as everyone's kind of getting themselves situated, that on the 8th day of repairing the tavern, a tall, lanky tabaxi with off-white fur and black spots upon his coat comes striding in through the front door. He has a bow slung over one shoulder and stands with a modicum of, what is it, self-respect, holding himself very upright. He has the look of a warrior, if a very lankily built one. Kind of scans the interior as the other staff are working, and on seeing Felgrin, sort of steps forward, presuming you are the proprietor of the place.
Ah, hello. You are the owner, yes?
Yes. What can I do for you?
I am one of the local hunters, but I hear you are opening a new business, a bar, yes?
Mm-hmm, that's right, among other things.
And have you hired many people for your establishment?
Very little.
Ah, I see.
Interested in something? A position?
He gives you a steady nod, seeming to consider a moment.
Yes, I was actually one of those sent to hunt the white moose, and having had such a prize snatched from under me, I wanted to come and meet the people who pulled off such a feat.
Well, here we are, in all of our glory. He just kind of motions to the trashed tavern.
Nice. Rian gives a wink.
Hey, Davini's been cleaning up whenever she has the chance.
Hey,
the, so it's a less, you hire people for the that. The less trashed tavern.
Yes.
He walks over to the bar top and kind of wipes a furred finger down its length and looks at it before rubbing his fingertips together.
I used to serve bar before the snows came. Hmm. I was elsewhere. Lived on the other side of the mountains and found that wanted to take a couple years off.
Well, were you any good at it?
He hesitates for a moment at that question and kind of swings his head from side to side as if considering it. His mannerisms are rather slow, not unintelligent, but he seems to be one of those men who really kind of considers what he's going to say next.
I had my days. Hmm. More importantly, I knew the right people.
The right people?
He nods at that.
You know, there's a rival establishment in town already, and I feel that you would need the right people to attract clientele.
Well, you're not wrong.
You leave it in my hands. I can get you everyone you need.
Rian kind of slides on over after overhearing some of this. So, you're saying we put you in charge? And you're just going to get this place up and running all by yourself, eh?
I'm saying that, yes.
Hey, well, that's hell of a guarantee. And, you know, a lot of big words. What can you do to prove that you can get this up off the ground so easily? Say, we've been working on this for damn near a week now.
As I said, I know the right people. Give me 5 days. I'll have everyone here.
5 days? Well, I mean, hell, we're not paying you yet, so, tell you what. If you can fully staff this place and get it all running in 5 days, well, shit. I mean, I'd say you're hired.
He seems to hesitate for a moment, as if he's going to ask another question.
Hmm? I would ask, you're just building a tavern here, right? Nothing too extravagant?
Now, that's the kicker here. See, it's a little bigger than that.
Tavini holds up her hand from behind the bar, which she's currently not visible behind.
Nice.
We are also, putting together a blacksmith?
She calls from the other side, and then rattle, rattle as she starts cleaning again.
And a bit of gambling in the basement.
And I think, Rian slides in a little closer, though, and he's like, but more importantly, We need people. We need people who actually want to make a little bit of a difference around here. You see, I believe in making this place the type of place where people gather. The type of people that maybe don't like what's going on, you know, above our heads and whatnot. And, you know, are a little sick and tired of it being so fucking cold all the time. Catch my drift?
I think I do.
Now, those are the type of people we want to attract here.
He's been ticking off the things that you're asking for on his claws as you do. You know, one finger for someone to run the bar, one finger for someone to run a gambling den, a claw for, you know, the forge he saw being built out back. And you watch as he clicks his thumbnail from one of those claws to the other, sort of considering each.
Yeah, 5 days should do. I might actually have the first of them here tomorrow. Yeah. Odd fellow. Doesn't talk much. You're not nervous around people that can't sit still, are you?
Sit still?
You know, the anxious sort.
No, not particularly.
They could do the job. I could give a shit what they do.
Yeah, if they can't sit still, that means they're probably doing something.
If you hadn't taken a look at this motley crew here, we're just full of fucking quirks, so we're not too picky.
It's pretty mild when you think about it.
Yeah.
And he nods, seemingly satisfied with that answer.
Right. I'll fetch him then. He actually works at a place here in town, but you haven't been by the Lucky Liar, have you?
Only briefly, when we first rolled into town to get some information before we headed out after the moose. But, we do have a strong belief that the proprietor of the Lucky Liar isn't none too happy that we've taken over here.
We may have made a display out front.
Yeah, that, in hindsight.
Maybe not a good idea.
We'll see.
Well, it was a good idea, but...
it was a great idea.
It ruffled feathers, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I fear
you. You pissed off Danae?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, there's no way really to get around that one. Yes, we absolutely did.
He sucks on his bottom lip for a moment there.
Yeah, that's something. All right. Yeah, no, well, I guess it won't matter then if I steal one of her employees.
Oh, hell.
Well, I suppose not.
Yeah, I mean, I plan on heading over there to try to smooth things over a little bit. Again, where our clientele might be a little different. She can have most of the townsfolk. We're going to try to bring in people from out of town. And maybe if I can smooth that a little bit, she'll come around to it. But, or maybe not. Who fucking knows?
When you say people out of town, you know, a fourth finger comes up on his hand and he starts tapping that as if, like, keeping track of all the requirements you're looking for.
So, let's get down to business. What is this going to cost?
Oh, you're right about that. I need a place to work. And, frankly, I'm tired of tramping around in the woods.
Just the promise of a job.
He seems to hesitate for a moment. When I speak of having come from the other side of the mountains, you know how most people wind up here in the Dale, yeah?
Aye. Most of us running from something.
And he nods.
Yeah, let's say my vacation was half sought, half asked of me.
I gotcha. Well.
And frankly, I don't have the funds to, I should say, pursue the ambitions that I want. But you give me the means to, I can build a crew. One loyal to their employers, of course.
Well, seems like you'll fit right in.
Hey, you can pull off what you're saying. You'll definitely have earned your keep. Room and board, plus a job. You prove that this is all true, and hell, we'll be in debt to you.
Bring in adventurers with fat coin purses, and you'll be able to achieve your goals in no time.
Hey.
Do there have to be adventurers attached to those coin purses?
Not necessarily, no.
No. Just starting off. Once they leave, they can leave the coin purses behind.
Whoever's carrying them doesn't matter, so long as they like to drink and gamble and buy armaments.
And he rubs his hands together and thrusts it out, finally, to shake with you, Felgrin.
He'll shake it.
I don't think we caught your name, Feather. Then,
call me Stone.
Stone? Right.
Hello, like Stone!
Yeah, meet the group. There's a family here is quite eccentric. Behind the bar there, we have Dwarven Fellas Krellick, Krellick Steelforge, and Davini Albright. The Warforged here is a dreamer. I'm Rian, and this is Felgrin.
Charmed?
Oh, and that's my daughter.
Dreamer at this time would be off in the north.
Oh, that's right. But that's right. He's not there.
No worries.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, and that's my daughter over there in the corner, Miri.
For the first time, he kind of turns around and looks over his shoulder and sees the dragon slumbering under the wide windows, bathing in the sunlight from outside. Mm. Oh, sorry, here I am saying sunlight. Yeah. You know what? My brain.
That's all good.
Torchlight.
Like, wow, it's
rewind,
sunshine?
Rewind.
In the moonlight.
Yeah.
Can you tell my brain's fried? No, we're good.
It'll be fun. I'll actually just edit in moon, but like me saying it instead. Be like, as she bathes in the moonlight.
Yeah, just do like Microsoft saying.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless you.
Yes. But I'll still leave in all this where we explain it.
Seamless.
The miracle here is that the sun is here, not that Rian has a dragon for a daughter.
Perfect.
But no, Miri is bathing in a patch of moonlight and seemingly hasn't noticed that she's been gestured, kind of rolls over in her sleep and stretches, and as she does, her wingtip pushes the table near her a few inches across the floor with that grinding sound.
Yes, very graceful.
Hey, should have given her a middle name. Grace would have been perfect. It's not too late.
Capesc Miric Grace Stormlight.
There you go. I love it. Has a great ring to it.
Well, glad we could strike a deal.
Absolutely. You got 5 days, huh? I would be looking forward to seeing this come through. I'm rooting for you.
And over the next few days, Stone does just that. The day following his introduction to the tavern, he comes by again, this time with a rather diminutive figure at his side, hooded. A Kenku that cannot seize quivering under his robe. Stone strides into the center of the bar with this Kenku in tow and pauses in the center of the room. The Kenku, you could see his beak working as if muttering to himself as he sort of tips his head back and peers about the room from underneath his hood. This is a former busboy over at the Lucky Liar. Shaky, say hello. And perfectly mimicking Stone's voice. Hello.
That's a nice trick there.
A Kenku. Fascinating.
Nice trick. He nods in Rian's voice.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Fun. He gives
Felgrin
the
approximation
of a beaky grin.
There you go. I like that.
Felgrin is amazing.
Oh, shit.
He just grins.
Shaky kind of elbows Stone at his side and repeats, Felgrin is amazing, and then rolls his eyes under his hood.
Nice.
Oh, I like him.
I like him too.
So, Stone, what's the deal? What is Shaky good at?
Well, you said that you were going to be doing a bit of work in the basement, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. A bit of gambling, yes.
Well, I call him a busboy, and he sort of slaps Shaky on the shoulder, and Shaky, being this very small individual comparably, kind of staggers forward a little and manages to catch himself before falling. Shaky here is the best card counter I know.
Oh.
His previous job, and this is why I say Danae's gonna be maybe a little mad at me for stealing him away, was peeping over people's shoulders. Hard to not make money when you got plants in the room, you know?
Clever. Especially one that can repeat verbatim what anybody was saying.
Verbatim, what anyone was saying. Yeah. And he nods.
He gives a wink and a point to Shaky.
Let's say that alone is worth the money.
Aye. That's the first step. I'm impressed already.
Shaky fixates on you, Felgrin, and sort of flexes his clawed hand together. Money.
You want money now?
Money now.
You have to earn some money to make money.
Well, I mean, aye, you gotta put in a little work before we pay you, but in the meantime, so you're free to stay here.
Tell you what, you bring some people in here for some dice and I'll pay you.
Bring some people in for some dice.
There you go.
He nods and you see him reach into his one of his belt pouches and he pulls out a claw full of dye. Plucks up one of them between his talons and holds it aloft, closes one eye and scrutinizes it very carefully. He turns it over this way and that before closing his hand around it and tossing it to Felgrin.
I'll catch it.
Shaky is watching you very keenly right now. What do you do?
He'll roll it.
You roll it, and after it bounces a few times, it comes up one.
Roll it again.
Bounces a few times. Comes up one.
There it is.
One more time.
Bounces a few times. Comes up one. Shaky hesitates for a moment and then gives a bit of a nod. And he rattles the pouch that he took from his side, and you could hear dice rattling around in it.
Do all of those do this?
All of those do this.
You're hired.
Love it.
He'll flick him a platinum piece.
Oh, shit. You ain't fucking around.
Danae was not the kindest of employers, so it only felt right to find him a new opportunity.
Oh, surprise me like that, and I'll be very kind.
Oh, yeah. You take care of our own around here.
We're going to be fast friends.
Shaky has joined the party.
Felgrin liked that.
We're getting sued.
Oh, sued, no. For having specialty equipment.
No, for the sound.
Yeah, he was talking about getting sued by Square Enix for stealing their song.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. That was from Vinyl Fantasy.
Okay, yep. That was good. I like that one.
Yep. It's a great game. There's like 30 of them.
Saved it.
Yep.
Genuinely, I hear people on stream use the Final Fantasy music, especially the older stuff, all the time.
Oh yeah,
doesn't seem like it would be.
I'm sure some of it is gotta be in the public domain at this point, but I don't know. It's been around since like 19. I think the first one came out in like 1982. I think it was Final Fantasy 1. So we're talking 40 years, 45, 46 years.
Better safe than sorry.
Not anywhere near the right number that I just did. That's
it's
not right at all.
82, is it?
I think so.
Oh, God.
87.
Really? Final Fantasy? The first one came out in...
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even think the console it was on was released in 82.
Interesting. My bad. Okay.
No, that's fine.
Never mind.
I wasn't sure until I looked it up.
So, only like 20 or 35 years.
Yes.
Yep, that's how math works.
Any hooser.
Yeah.
Huh, what? What? Oh, it's my turn. Alright, I got this. Krellic Steelforge here to tell you about this treasure trove online. A little place called RatTrapGames.com. Looking for game accessories or even apparel if that strikes ya? Best part is this place isn't gonna try to upsell ya on nothing. Keeps it reasonable. So don't mistake and make this place your plan B. Get over here first and look around, and if you use the code SQLR21 at the checkout, you'll save 10% on any purchase on the site. Wait, that gives them 10% off? I can use the code too, right? Right? I'm going to. Remember, rattrapgames.com for your gaming needs with the magic code SQLR21 for 10% off of your purchase. I'll be seeing you on the next episode of Short Quest the Long Rest.
A few more days go by, and Stone is nowhere to be seen. as the second week of construction drones on, Krellick and Tavini, you are in the back, sort of setting up your different accoutrements of the trade there. You're setting up your tools, getting a bellows put together, you know, testing it out, making sure the works properly. When you're suddenly approached by a very tall, furred woman with pale gray skin in the moonlight and dark markings on her face. Her hair hangs in thick black braids around her, and she holds an absurdly small scrap of paper in her hand that she is having to hold close to her face to actually be able to read in the dark.
Is this,
She pauses for a moment and continues to try and read it, and then crumbles it in her hand and tosses it into the snow.
Are you Krellick and Tavini?
Aye, we are.
Right. She thrusts out a hand towards you.
She'll take it?
Aye. There was a moment of uncertainty there as you hesitated, but as you reach out and clasp hands with her, her massive fist closes around yours and gives two very uncertain shakes before releasing your hand.
Lowland custom, I'm aware. I'm supposed to introduce myself now. Lo-Uta!
Well, what brings you here, Lo-Uta? I'm Krellick, and that's Tavini.
Not Lo-Uta. Lo-Uta.
Lo-Uta.
You hesitated too long on the A there. Lo-Uta.
Krellick's just gonna go silent like Tavini pronounce it.
Lo-Uta?
She reaches down and thumps you on the back and just about knocks you forward into the snow.
Sorry. Stone said you needed a blacksmith.
Yes. And, we did. Yeah, yes.
Right, well, I'm still learning the trade, but always willing to be taught.
Krellick is a master blacksmith.
He never thought of himself as a master, but...
Oh, Tavini does.
And
who's the master, Krellick?
She turns on you, Krellick, with the broadest grin in that sort of stony face of hers that a person can have. And though she is this very big individual, there's a gentleness to her. Maybe not necessarily in her hands, you felt them for yourself, but in her mannerisms. There's almost that over-eagerness of somebody just getting into a new hobby.
Right, Master Forge Smith, or Forge Master, or... What do I call
just
you?
Krellick is fine.
Oh, that seems too informal.
No, we prefer it around here.
Oh, well. That's the custom.
Hi.
If you are, becoming friends with someone, then, calling them by their name is, custom.
Oh, I know friends, little one. Don't you worry. And she reaches down and sort of pats you roughly on the head.
She laughs.
But I meant, you know, mentor to apprentice. I don't... Is it the same?
Here it is.
Yes.
Right. So was there something you needed me, working on, Master Krellick friend?
Is the forge set up yet, or are we still in the process?
We were just testing the bellows.
Okay.
So I'd say we're still setting up.
I guess you can, help us set up.
She stands there nodding dumbly, but doesn't really do anything. Just kind of looks about the place like...
What?
Where do I start?
What do you know about a blacksmithing?
As you ask that, she reaches over her shoulder and takes what appears to be a massive great club from her back. Ooh. Kind of hefts it a moment. You could see that there is a massive stone tied to the end. One side of it sort of smoothed as if from pounding over time.
I was apprentice to
man in town for a bit, off in the east. Never really taught me much except how to strike a blow. So if he needs something pounded flat like armor, I can do that. I think he was intimidated by me.
I suppose we start with the basic?
Aye, basics.
Yes, and then work up.
Oh yeah, I can work up. I've had to work up, you know. She motions to her very large self. Lota sits down in the snow just outside the edge of the overhanging shelter. She can fit inside, but seems pretty comfortable just sitting even on the bare snow, and rests her hands on her knees and leans forward to watch you eagerly as you work on the bellows. I've had to pump these for a bit. I wasn't allowed to anymore after I popped the first set, but I learned from that.
Oh!
Okay, well, let's just try not to pop these ones, huh?
Oh, no, I can... And she nods like, yeah, I've learned my lesson.
Tavini will probably spend the next while with Krellic explaining what they're doing with the bellows. Like, the way the air is used to get the coals up to the right heat so that they can heat the metal, and like you don't want it too hot, you don't want it too cold, you want it in, like, kind of in that sweet spot, and then explaining just the basics of blacksmithing.
Yep. Crash course in blacksmithing 101.
Yep. And then asking her questions as they're going. So like testing her as they're doing it to see what she's retaining.
About half an hour into your lesson, a strong gust of wind comes whipping off of the lake, and for a moment it catches in the furnace you guys have going and snuffs out the flame that you've been working with, carrying bits of debris and charcoal out into the air and sort of whipping it towards the forest. In this strong gust, once it's over, Lota sort of leans forward and taps the edge of the forge. And as she does, you see a spark of flame leap from her fingers to the remaining fuel inside. Should I, go get more fuel for that?
Oh, yes, the...
Did she just...
Uh-huh.
Okay, that worked.
Yeah. Oh, you're... And she kind of lifts her hand and rubs the end of her fingers. Yeah, I'm not just muscle, you know.
I apparently not.
I'm gonna go get fuel now. Sort of gets up, dusts herself off of snow and a bit of grit that had fallen on her, and starts lumbering towards the forest. Never mind that there's a wood pile stacked against the building.
I like her.
She seems like she'll do.
What is the word? Genuine.
Hi.
Lota has joined the party.
Yay!
No, Sue.
You get 30 seconds. That's it.
Hey, that's more than I thought.
I don't think those rules...
The same...
That's...
No, anyways, Lando ahead, knows the law.
Yeah.
The same evening that Lo'uta approaches Krellic and Tavini in the back, Felgren is downstairs working in the basement with Shaky, kind of, you know, going over the game plan of what he wants set up down there. And Rian, you've sort of stepped into the kitchen area, which, though still requiring some furnishment, it's starting to actually look like a kitchen.
Okay.
Just needs to be stocked. You have, along with the others, stored at least some basic means for meal creation back there. And as you're whipping yourself up a very poor man's dinner, you hear the scrape of one of the stools out in front of the bar top there.
I think Rian kind of peeks his head, putting stuff on his plate, just kind of sticks his head out the window or the door to see who's out at the table.
Yeah, as you lean out from the kitchen to peer at the newcomers, it's not just one person there, but two. One is a very pale-skinned person, androgynous, it's hard to tell what they may necessarily identify as, with a mop of fluffy white curls. And when I say fluffy, I mean even though there isn't a breeze within this room, somehow those tendrils of hair seem buoyant. They're kind of drifting about their face. It's like a cloud cover to their skull. Beside them sits a very large, muscle-bound red dragonborn, whose muzzle and chest is just covered in scars. His claws are laced together in front of him on the bar top. You could see from where you are that he is gripping his hands together very tightly. Almost in prayer, until you see him grinding his teeth.
Huh.
He looks about, and on seeing you, glowers. I was wondering when there would be service.
Well, at this point, we're not exactly open, so... what can I do
for
you?
What are you making?
What am I making? Oh, well, this is just some... it's just some stews, something I picked up out on the sea. So we don't have we're not stocked well yet, you know. We're still waiting on a couple of folk that are supposed to actually be staff in the bar and all that fun stuff, so...
He looks as if he's going to say something more, but then the pale-skinned person beside him kind of elbows him in the ribs. And all that fury you can see starting to blaze in this dragonborn's eyes turn on this person, who is completely unfazed. They lean forward across the bar and almost seem to be hiding a bit of a smile behind their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little something here. And motions to a bit of what you're stirring has sort of spilled out onto your hand there a little.
Sorry. And, I think I'll give it a little lick and then be like, well, so your friend here seems to be an ornery type. What can I do for you?
I don't like it when people talk about me as if I can't hear them.
Adults are talking. I'm just kidding.
You can see his chest starting to swell up a little.
I think he kind of chuckles to himself. He's like, I'm just messing with you, big fella.
Red. Hi.
Hi.
This is awkward. We're your new employees.
Oh, so you're the ones Stone found for us, huh?
Yes.
Well, I mean, where are we putting him? Because I'm hoping he's not the waitstaff there.
No, that's me.
Ah.
Actually, Red Deer, why don't you see if maybe you could show him what you do?
I think Rian, like, gets ready to jump back into the room, like ready for it, like, just kind of crouches just a little bit with his bowl. Like, am I going to have to dive to dodge, like, a fireball or some shit?
Red slowly unlaces his fingers at the bar. You could hear his claws clacking on the wood as he stands and pushes his bar stool back. He strides with purpose around the bar to you, and stands all 7 feet of him, horns curving towards the ceiling, this imposing mass of muscle and scale. And he reaches for the bowl and grabs the edge of it and starts to pull it away from you. Do you let him?
Yeah, I don't think Rian fights him. I think it's just kind of like, as he takes it away, I was like, so he steals people's food? Is this is what he does?
You gonna stop him?
He takes the bowl and kind of pushes you out of the way. Not shoves you, but kind of like grabs your arm and moves you for you.
Nice.
And then strides into the kitchen, and as he is walking past you, you can see he has no tail. And as the door closes behind him, the person sitting at the bar with the fluffy white hair, give him a bit, and I'm sure he'll impress you.
Hey, so...
Just don't go in there.
I can't go into my own fucking kitchen.
I think it's his now.
Huh. Well, I tell you what, if what comes out of there... is fantastic. He can have the fucking kitchen. But, if not, I'm gonna feed him to my dragon. I'm like, and I'm just kidding. Nice to meet you. I'm Rian. I'm not sure if I caught your name.
Oh, I'm Neil.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Neil. What's the big feller's name? Because he sure as hell didn't introduce himself.
That's Red. He doesn't talk much.
Ah, that's probably best in the grand scheme of things. But yeah, I mean, like I said, if he can do wonders back there, so far, you know, stones batting. Well, that's a reference that people in Faerun probably don't know, making a baseball reference. But so far, Stone's doing really good as far as his hires go, so.
Oh, is Shaky here already?
Hi, yeah. Grin is, one of the other owners, Grin. He's down in the basement working with him right now.
Oh, he's a good sort. We've worked together before.
Yeah, he's an entertaining one. I do enjoy him. Especially when he rolls his eyes and he mimics Grin. Makes my heart just feel right.
Yeah. Very clearly this person doesn't know who Grin is.
Aye. Trust me, you'll understand. Give it, like, half a day. You'll get it.
Right. So is this the... What are you calling this place?
You know, that's a very good question. We've gone back and forth on a few different things. We were thinking, like, the White Moose. The Moose's Noose was one that came up. The Dread Moose. A few different things kind of popped into our heads. I don't think we've settled on one yet. That's probably important. We have a giant, this great white moose we hunted out in the woods. It's a big son of a bitch. We're getting its head mounted up on the wall here. And so we wanted to, you know, roll with something like that. But then the previous owner, he was found hung in the back there. So we thought we'd play off that. And, you know, it's tough. Names are hard. We thought that would be the easy part, but I'll be damned.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand the importance of a name.
Hey, you gotta get just the right name and, you know, inspire them to come in, but, you know, there's a lot of good ones. Got a lot of history here.
Yeah, so you said a man hung himself. It's not haunted in here, is it?
Well, so far, nothing has come of that. So, we're assuming not? I mean, it has been, like, over a week now. And we've been doing all types of construction in here and moving stuff around. You'd think if we disturbed something. Because we've actually dealt with a lot of undead around here. Especially up here in the last couple months we've been in the area. Fought liches, ghosts, skeletons, you name it. And we haven't seen anything pop up here. Usually they're not very subtle about their approach. So I'm assuming everything's fine. Guess we'll find out.
Yeah, good. Good. why don't you sit and tell me a little bit about your adventures, because Stone had said you were looking for adventuring types.
Aye. Well, you know, I'm a little apprehensive about saying it out loud only because we've been told that, you know, she's always listening. He's, like, doing quotations. He's like, but, yeah, we're looking for the type of folk that, you know, could be helpful as far as information goes, or that might be able to help us physically, or however they might be able to pitch in as far as, you know, doing something about the weather. How about we say it that way?
He looks thoughtful for a moment and sort of taps a nail on their bottom lip. The weather, you were saying?
Aye.
So this is only a rumor, but I heard from some furry-clad little gnome in Bryn Shander that there's a cabin somewhere up here. Someone doing experiments with the weather.
Huh. This is probably a long shot, but you're not talking about Copper Navernocker, are you?
That was the name.
You said that was the name?
That, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that name. We haven't met him. We only saw him run by once. And Tavini that works here, she's one of the owners also. She mentioned his name, and damn it. Oh, I damn near pissed myself. But anyways... So he's saying there's a cabin up here, or somebody's gonna is then playing with the weather, huh?
Yeah, I don't think they're responsible, but if anyone's gonna work out a way to solve things.
Interesting. You know about where that is? Is it in the Lonelywood or down south or?
They kind of blow out a breath, and as they do, you could see a curl of white coming from their lips. But it doesn't strike you as the mist that forms when people are breathing in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more like just a natural puff of cloud. And it actually drifts up in front of their face and joins the hair floating about their head.
Oh, that's a decent little trick you're doing there. I like that.
Trick?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, oh no, that's natural.
Oh.
It's nice, huh? It's so hard to keep styled.
I'd say it looks fantastic. It's a great look on you.
Now, I don't know where this cabin would be. Red and I are only just coming from the south, but maybe some of the locals would know.
Hey, that's some good information. So you're already earning your keep here. I like that.
Yeah. This isn't the first time I've worked with Stone, either. We were a bit of a crew together at one point.
Interesting. You know, he mentioned that before, about a crew.
Yeah, you know, people tend to want to talk to me, so I'm one of the information gatherers, which, you know, I've only just arrived, but if you can't find anything from the locals, maybe give me a bit.
Perfect. It's wonderful to hear. Say, Stone really has come through. And say, I mean, we'll see. Right now, he's 4 for 5. But we'll see how Red's food turns out. Then we'll see if he knocks it out of the park. Either way, 4 out of 5 is fantastic.
As if on cue, you hear Neil's name roared from the kitchen. And Neil gets up and sort of skedaddles past to you. You know, pushes open the door, kind of pops their head in, and slips inside. And they're in there for about 30 seconds or so before they come out with 3 bowls of stew balanced precariously on a wooden tray they were able to find back there. And in the swinging doorway as it closes, you can see Red standing in front of the fireplace there in the kitchen. He's sort of washing his hands with a white cloth and seems moderately calmer than he was when you first met.
Interesting.
Neil deposits one of the bowls in front of you and sits down with the other and kind of pushes the third out towards the end of the bar and looks over her shoulder towards Miri.
Aw.
Hey, if you wanted to. Oh? Miri has been lazing around a lot the last couple of days, sort of perks up at the invitation and slides over to the bar. Her wings are, even though folded against her back and her bowl all the way at the end of the bar, barely able to fit at the bar beside you.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to fit through the doors.
Yeah, we're going to have to... I'm thinking that window out back, we knock that out, make it some double doors there for you, so you come in and out that way. Say, we're gonna have to do something, just because this is your home now. Got to make sure you can fit inside.
Neil takes up a spoon and is sort of, you know, eating nonchalantly, taking delicate little sips, blowing every once in a while.
Hmm.
And you could continue to see little gusts of white air that come out and join their hair at the top of their head.
Yeah, I think Rian will dig in. I mean, that's kind of his thing. He's thinking, this is what it all comes down to.
Yeah, you know, for a man as well-traveled as yourself, a sailor who has, you know, crossed oceans and been to many a port with many exotic foods, there's a hominess in this fish stew that really just kind of brings to mind, you know, the swaying of the ship under your feet and the shouts of the other sailors, the call of the gulls and the creaking of ropes.
I will be damned. This is fantastic. Man, this is some of the best food I've had, and there ain't shit back there. We haven't stocked this at all. I was working with scraps and what I fished out of the lake recently. This is...
Distantly you hear, you need pepper!
Oh, then you shall have pepper, sir. You're like, I don't know where to get pepper. He like turns to Neil, he's like, do you know where to get pepper? I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't. Stone probably would.
Aye, perfect. Okay, I'll ask Stone about that. But, good to know. I think he'll shut the door. And just like, we're gonna make a policy to keep that closed most of the time, okay? That sounds right.
Yeah, he's gonna go make that his space now.
That's, you know what? If he keeps putting out food like this, it's his. He can have the damn thing. I'll bring a hammock in there for him if that's where he wants to sleep. I don't give a shit.
You can see at the end of the bar, Miri has hooked a claw into one of the bowls and tipped it towards herself. And nice. Is just like, with her head turned sideways, lapping at it.
Nice. But like, you like that?
Yeah, I like the fish.
Aye, that's good food. That's really good food. Unfortunately, you haven't been blessed to have, like, a lot of good food. You're still young, and we haven't been to a lot of places, and you've been forced to eat a lot of my rations and whatnot here and there. But like, this is good. We get this guy the right supplies, I think you're going to have plenty of nice meals.
So we're going to be staying here for a bit?
For a little bit more. We're going to have to get back on the road here soon. But for a bit, this would be... I think this is where we come back to. It's a nice safe little space. You know, someplace that... this is what I was looking for originally when we came up here. Nice place to help you grow up, even though you're growing up faster than what I was expecting. I figured it would be years, but you're... You're bigger than me now.
Anil has been, you know, sitting with their legs together on their stool, one elbow propped up on the bar and their head resting in their hand, mm-hmm. kind of listening to the father-daughter exchange. You're really good with her.
Oh, well, I do try. Sometimes I think I'm not really, like, great father material, but, you know, I do my best. I try.
So... With the last of your employees hired,
mm-hmm.
and everyone getting settled into the White Moose.
Hey, I like it.
I love it.
I love this.
I've liked the White Moose from the beginning. So.
Okay. I think they were settled then. The White Moose it is. On to Dreamer and Sinar.
Yes.